Karma is an entirely neutral, naturally operating mechanism, much like gravity. If you didn't balance well, fall, and get hurt, gravity is not punishing you. It is simply the operation of a natural law. The karma of others will never mistakenly fall upon us. This brings up a very important concept: accountability. This is both good news and bad news. The good news is our lives will never truly be dictated or destroyed by external factors or other people. We eventually have 100% control over our own lives. The bad news is we can no longer blame others for our misfortunes. This is an attitude of taking full responsibility for our lives. Faced with this responsibility, we do not need to view it as a punishment. Imagine going to a doctor for chronic pain, and the doctor tells you, you are in pain now because your lifestyle or posture over the past 10 years has been wrong. Would you think, I am a bad person, so I deserve to be sick? No. You would simply realize, I just didn't know how to take proper care of myself back then. And the focus now shall be how to get better, not drilling on whose fault it is. Who made you eat that 1 ton ice cream? However, when the doctor diagnoses the cause, we might just want a magic pill so everything will be fine. In reality, there is no such pill. You are the person that tied all those knots around yourself. So Buddha can only show you how to untie all those knots yourself. This is how liberation works. Understanding karma is not about helplessly accepting fate. It is about empowering ourselves with the absolute ability to change our destiny. Yes, we can accept the harsh reality, but let's proceed on with the highest positivity and hope.